point, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red. You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No. It's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, you've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty. Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us out of possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
You look unwell, sir.
Not that I am unwell.
You look beaten down.
Well, you're alive, aren't you? You know what being beaten down is like.
Every day.
You know, you for a few years were like, yo, Kev, better get ready. Because one day, all of this karma is going to backsnap and hit you.
I said that.
And I was like, oh, gee, I'm Teflon, baby. I'm Teflon. And you know what I was?
What?
Not Teflon.
You went from Teflon to flypaper.
I went from Teflon to, like, that awful, like, cast iron that everything sticks to.
Yeah.
Like, everything.
That's why
anything that sticks to shit sticks to one of those pans.
That's why I went with flypaper.
Apparently, under the Teflon.
All right, yeah.
It was a shitty pan that everything sticks to. That's what it is.
Lovely.
Someone
scratched the Teflon surface, and now everything is just getting through.
That's what happened. And it's like, and now I was a beautiful Calphalon pan. And now I am like a $4.99 equivalent size pan from Walmart.
Oh, that's terrible.
That's true. That's a beautiful analogy for my life.
That is awful.
But we're not here to talk about my life. We're
sure.
Here to talk about Big Kev's geek stuff.
In theory.
Yes, episode 280.
That's
only
correct.
20 more episodes to go, OG.
That's right.
20 more episodes to go before magical 300.
Oodalali.
When we throw a fabulous party.
Slow down.
The last party was fabulous.
It was lovely.
What? Was that 200?
I believe it may have been 200.
If we actually get to 300.
I don't remember if it was 200 or if it was 5 years. I think it was actually 5 years.
Well,
I think it was our fifth anniversary
show.
No,
it was the 200th issue.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was 5 years. Maybe you're right. Maybe it was 200. Those two might actually coincide
around
pretty close.
Each
so.
Other there?
We're coming up on 7 years.
Yeah?
About 2 weeks away, I think, from 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are we going to do for that?
Nothing.
Regular
episode. An episode, if we're lucky.
Regular episode. Right. Start knocking on all the wood in Studio Q.
Exactly.
Because, you know, floods and we haven't had fire yet.
Please, no. Jesus Christmas.
it doesn't have to be in the studio. It can be a truck fire.
Sure.
Know.
Sure could. Your mic. I hope your mic spontaneously combusts in your face.
Ah, yes. So much to talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We're calling it Canceling Star Wars.
That's right.
And we'll get to all of your cancellations. It's like snowing in the Star Wars universe, and things have been canceled as a result.
Yes, yes.
Like school closings.
Well, let's just move forward then. Let's do it.
Should we just do that?
Yeah. So, what do you want to talk about first? Do you want to talk about TV, or do you want to talk about product?
No, let's do that, because the product, I think, is more extensive than the TV.
Really?
More important and extensive than the TV.
Really?
Yeah. You don't think so?
I don't know.
I'll tell you. It's way more significant.
Okay.
All right, and let me tell you why. So, let's start off.
Well, let's start. Let's just do it, then. Well, let's do product.
After 5 glorious years, no matter what anyone tells you, and if you haven't seen it, you should make your own judgment by watching it, the Clone Wars, Star Wars The Clone Wars on Cartoon Network, is coming to an end.
It's done.
It's done.
There's no more new episodes.
Right.
Done, double done, ski.
Right. Now, this announcement was made from Lucasfilm this week.
That's right. Tuesday, Monday, something
like that. Something like that. And it's not really a great surprise.
No.
There were speculations going back as far as Celebration.
Right.
That this was going to happen after this season. So no one is surprised. What is surprising, however, is that the fact that it was picked up by Disney and the only kid-friendly thing going on with Star Wars right now was dumped.
Right. But in the same announcement that they made where they said they were canceling it, they also said, but we're developing something new.
Well, I mean, they've been saying they're developing something new, so that's not a surprise. What's surprising is the season seemed to be pointing towards something.
Right.
And there's now nothing. They are not going to – well, depending on, you know, how you interpret things – they're either not going to wrap up the Clone Wars and just, well, it picks up with, or the other possibility, and they did mention this also, is that Lucasfilm is trying to find a way to bring closure to the series, either by a direct-to-home movie, DVD, or
I thought
download.
I saw or read that there was going to be some sort of, like, online shorts or something as kind of like mini episodes to bring closure to it. But
that, and they need to do that because this is a huge part of the canon universe that has no ending. And there's no mention of, I mean, virtually speaking, there's no mention of the things that happen in the Clone Wars in episode 3.
Right.
Which is where the Clone Wars theoretically, picks up. Episode 3 picks up wherever this Clone Wars series ends. So the blistering, you know, eyesore of this situation is Ahsoka.
Right.
There's no mention of Ahsoka in episode 3. Why would there be? She was created after the fact. Fine. But since there's no mention of her, there needs to be a damn good reason as to why. Now they've been pointing towards some things with Ahsoka. They've been pointing towards some things that will have some, perhaps some ramifications on her character. Perhaps you could see some things that would be happening with
her. Who kills her?
That's too speculative.
Okay.
Clearly something has to happen.
Right.
What happens, how it happens, and so on and so forth, we thought was going to be season 6.
Right.
Of the Clone Wars.
Nope.
So they're going to have to wrap that up in some sort of possible future release of something.
Right.
That's kind of leaving us hanging on the edge.
Also, what I thought was interesting was they said, if you read about the animated whatever it is that they're going to be working on.
Right.
That it's going to take place in a time period not previously addressed.
So what do you think that is?
Well, I think you know what? My initial thought was, well, it's obvious. It's between 3 and 4. And then I thought, no, I don't think so.
No.
No, I think it's way in the future.
Really?
I think it's like legacy period.
I don't think so.
What do you think?
You ready?
Yeah.
Between 6 and 7.
You think so?
Yes. And here's why.
Okay.
They need backstory for the new movie. They gotta have it. Now the rumor is that they have that Carrie that George, old George himself, let slip that they signed Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, and Harrison Ford, that he accidentally let this go in an interview. And
although it still hasn't been confirmed by Disney.
And then said, whoops.
Oops. Yeah. Oh, wait, not really.
I'm not supposed to say, well, maybe not. Maybe not. Yeah. Maybe we were negotiating with them, but it hasn't actually happened yet.
Right.
Some such a thing.
And there's, again, and there still has been
no confirmation
from
the
higher-ups.
But we know that. They're waiting to do something, and even George Lucas said that. Oh, yeah, I think they're waiting
for some hoopla.
Hoopla was the word he used. So, that said, now is the time. This makes sense now for them to stop Clone Wars and start padding Episode 7.
Okay.
Start doing the backstory to Episode 7. They have a big gap to fill. And an animated series that addresses that starts, even if it starts in a year from now, they have enough backstory, enough time to tell enough backstory that when the movie actually comes out, they could have a season or two under their belt. They could have enough to, you know, kind of fill in the gap. That's what I think they should do.
I guess we'll wait and see.
I guess so.
We'll wait and see.
I guess so.
Now, I heard a lot of people asked why we thought, or why I thought, or in general, what the reasoning behind Disney not just moving forward with Clone Wars was. So I had some thoughts about that as well. I don't know what your thoughts were, but my thoughts was it doesn't make sense for Disney to pick up or continue with something that they didn't develop from the start. Because they probably would have to pay somebody else at least a portion of the cut, right? Cartoon Network.
The way I understand it is Cartoon Network's deal was over anyway.
It was. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so that they weren't, you know, that it wasn't an issue of having to pay Cartoon Network to run it.
Right.
The issue was that I think Cartoon Network deal, I think the original deal was 5 seasons, and then I think it's like a renter's thing.
Right, right, right.
And then it's like
we renew
on a seasonal basis.
Right, right.
You know, on a month, like you would do on a monthly basis, month to month. Right.
Okay. So then I guess it's just they want to get away from that time period and focus on the new time period, which makes sense to me. That's what I've said.
But that is the answer for every question we're gonna address today regarding Star Wars.
Sure.
It's because the new film is coming out.
Well,
do we need to concentrate on the Clone Wars? No, we need to wrap that up and do, in my opinion, do an animated series that starts filling in the gap from Return of the Jedi
and start addressing the future
to Episode 7.
All right, so let's talk about the other.
Well, it's kind of a mini note, but it still is attached, and that is Seth Green and Matt. Centric. I think is how you pronounce it. Their series Detours that they've been working on for 2 years
is also done.
Bagged.
Right.
Indefinitely canceled. And the reason is because Lucasfilm feels that maybe now with the new developments and them trying to, you know, make Star Wars important again is really what they're saying. Doing a show that kind of mocks
it.
The Star Wars universe. This is not the right time to do that.
I understand.
So Seth Green still gets his big giant check. There's just no show.
Right.
Is essentially, I think, what's happening here. Which sucks because the stuff they showed at Celebration was really funny, and I was looking forward to seeing it.
I don't doubt that it was funny.
So that's over. But again, the reason is because they're preparing Star Wars for a new generation, and you can't mock it. And then try to sell it as a viable thing.
Right.
So that's,
which I don't necessarily agree with, but I understand it.
Right. From their perspective, I understand
right.
it. It's
from a business perspective, I understand
it. I understand why they're canceling Clone Wars if the next animated project is support for the new movie.
Sure.
If they canceled it and then go off and do Legacy, that I don't understand.
That I don't understand. Okay.
Because, you know, everything seems to be in support of Episode 7, in support of Episode 7.
Right.
In support of Episode 7. So let's get into the next thing.
Right.
the last two, well, the last line of action figures for Clone Wars has been canceled in the U.S.
Okay.
Right? But
it's still going to be released overseas.
Already has. It's okay. been released in Europe and has been released in Canada, and American collectors are forking over the dough on eBay.
So,
let me tell you what's happened.
Okay.
Whatever product slipped out in the U.S. with the green Yoda
right.
card.
And we've seen a couple of things. I see them when I go to stores. Yeah.
Very few, though.
Yeah.
A couple of vehicles, couple of awful 12-inch figures. An Anakin and a Clone Warrior,
yeah.
Or a Clone
Trooper.
Clone Trooper, yeah, Clone Warrior. wow, I am not well. Whatever slipped out, right? The green Yoda line has been, as a design, has been canceled.
Right.
Why? Because what they're trying to do is minimize Star Wars so that they can build excitement for
Episode 7.
Correct. So, if you're flooding the market with product every year, it's like, oh, well, here's the new product. And then what I think they're doing is they're pulling back the reins.
Right, sure.
Pulling the reins back. They really, we knew at Toy Fair how awful the year was going to be for releases anyway. But now, at least, even some of the stuff at Toy Fair, I think, is not going to hit the shelves as well. Most of the stuff that will actually hit the shelves isn't going to hit the shelves until holiday.
Right.
They can't not have a presence at holiday, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to pull back everything. Now, why just from the U.S.? Nobody knows.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
But that said, the movie Heroes line, which is the only line that was slated to continue at all,
right.
That line was also apparently pulled from the U.S. as well, and only going to be seen in Europe and Canada.
Makes no sense.
This line includes the light up Sand Trooper,
right?
That was the real evident figure. There was a Boba Fett also.
You would think that they
not
would,
a light up. One.
You would think that they would just do some sort of exclusive release, like do an Amazon only release or something with it. You would move it like gangbusters.
That's what everybody thought was going
to
happen.
I'm not even thinking retail space. I'm thinking if you made it an Amazon release, even if you decided to make it a StarWars.com release,
right,
to the U.S., it would go like gang.
Well,
I can't
or Hasbro.
Imagine. Well, wherever.
Hasbro Toy Shop.
Pick online retailer X that doesn't require actual physical retail space and cost money.
Yep.
I mean, you have the product made,
so
more or less.
Right. I'm trying to do this chronologically. So we've had the Darth Maul line,
right.
Hard line. That line was canceled.
Right.
However, the last line of movie hero releases was on the Darth Maul line. So you actually have out there somewhere, one in my collection, a Sand Trooper on a light up Sand Trooper on a Darth Maul card.
Right.
You have a Boba Fett with the climbing backpack on a Darth Maul card.
And you have those two pieces?
No, I have one of them.
Oh, you have the Sand Trooper.
Trooper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I found out that it wasn't going to happen. I snatched one up.
Yep.
Lickety split before they shot through the now $150, $250.
Right.
According to rumor, I've seen them for that much on eBay. But what happened was everyone knew that line look was canceled in favor of the Yoda line look.
Right.
Now the Yoda line look has also been canceled, except that it has actually been released in Europe and Canada.
Okay.
And so you're seeing those pop up on eBay as well for U.S., the only way U.S. sellers can get it.
Sure.
But what sucks is in Clone Wars, there was actually – technically, there was one all-new figure, a 501st jetpack trooper in the Clone Wars.
Right.
Released in that line. There was some redos of Anakin and Obi-Wan in the Clone Wars line that were, of course, the best Anakin and Obi-Wan for the Clone Wars line were also released. But now they're gone. They're just Europe and Canada as well.
Right.
So.
All right. Something that wasn't canceled, though.
Which was there was other news this week, right?
This is actually still Star Wars.
Oh.
So something that wasn't canceled that is kind of going back on something we had discussed a couple weeks ago. That Star Wars book that's coming out from Dark Horse that we love, the one that's issue three,
it's just
came out
Star
this
Wars.
Week. Yeah,
right.
And it fills in the gap between 4 and 5.
I believe.
Right. Okay. Which is the funny, it's the period we thought the animated series might tackle. But anyway, so.
No.
Oh, you said between 5 and 6?
I said between 6 and 7.
Oh, between 6 and 7. Right. Okay. Sorry. So anyway, 4 and 5. So, we thought that Dark Horse was losing that comic license, except that that book was just renewed through at least issue 20.
With Dark Horse?
With Dark Horse. And confirmed by Brian Wood, the guy working on the book. He just signed his contract through issue 20. So apparently they're not losing all of it, or they're not losing it right away. There's a delay in
That's
when they lose it.
Okay, because so, I thought it was a hard out.
Nope. At least not for that title.
Okay.
So I can't confirm any other titles.
Well.
But Brian Wood, the guy working on that book, and it's a great book, by the way, and like I said, issue 3 came out this week.
What I did notice in the previews was that there's a lot of Star Wars Dark Horse stuff.
I don't doubt they're trying
being
to
being pushed
push it
out the
yep.
door.
Well, again, who knows? Maybe certain things are being canned and certain things are not. But that's been confirmed at least through issue 20, which is what? I mean, issue 3 just came out this week. It's been one
months.
A month, 17 months.
Unless
year
they
and a half.
Start stacking the months.
Maybe.
To a month in the summer is not something unheard of.
Well,
usually
see.
That's a Marvel thing to do, but that would be ironic.
All right, let's move forward.
Okay.
Let's move away from Star Wars.
Okay.
Let's go to Sherlock.
But Star Wars is nice.
Star Wars is lovely. But let's go to Sherlock for a little
okay.
bit. Okay. Series 3, they finally announced, will begin filming next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The 18th, so a week and a half from
now. Do they have a week off where they can both film something together?
Well, that's the thing. And they pretty much said, look, you know, between Trek and Hobbit, we couldn't do a Series 3.
Uh-huh.
Not only do we have filming of Series 3 beginning next week, but also in an interview with Cumberbatch, he has now confirmed that they're going to be doing Series 4 as well. So
oh.
It looks like they are. Now, we should say that a series of Sherlock is 3-hour-and-a-half-long episodes.
Right.
So, 3 1-hour-and-a-half-long episodes. So
a movie.
It's not, right. So, it's not huge, but it's significant that
they're
doing that. So, that's good, because I like that show.
Me too.
Let's continue with
Trek-related
news, and I say continue because, you know, Cumberbatch. Peter Weller. Who's Peter Weller?
Ew.
Who is he? You know
the
who he
old
is.
Man that used to be RoboCop.
Used to be RoboCop.
Did the voice of Batman in The Dark Knight Returns.
Well, his role in the upcoming Star Trek Into Darkness is now confirmed as he is playing the character Admiral Marcus.
Admiral Marcus. Huh?
Admiral Marcus.
No possible relation to Carol Marcus.
Oh, of course it's through Carol Marcus.
Is it
Marcus.
Her father?
Of course.
Oh, my God, no. God save us.
So there it is. You want to give us a little bit on Admiral Marcus? Because I don't really know much about him.
No one.
Carol Marcus.
There's no such a character as Admiral Marcus.
The former first officer on a different USS Starship serving under Captain Robert April. That's the description that I've read.
No one knows who that is.
Well, there you go. That's who
however, I'm sure this will end up being the father of Dr. Carol Marcus.
Oh, no, it absolutely is, I believe.
It is.
I think that's been confirmed.
Well, what that does is possibly means that Alice Eve is actually going to be Carol Marcus.
Right.
Right. A character no one ever saw in the original series because she was only alluded to in the original series.
Didn't they already confirm that Alice Lee was playing Carol Marcus?
It was a heavy rumor.
Oh, I think that has since been confirmed.
Well, really?
I think so.
Oh, because that's terrible if that's the case, because she should have been, what's her name? I can't remember the character now. She looks exactly like the character of this will be Kirk's. This will be the woman in the original timeline that Kirk almost marries. Gary Mitchell refers to her as as you know, someone that Kirk almost married.
Right.
Gary introduced her or something like that. Something to do with Gary Mitchell. That will be the mother of Kirk's son that we're all introduced to in The Wrath of Khan.
Right. Well, look, they're heading that way.
No, no. You're missing the point. The point is that she looks exactly like Sally Struthers. Sally Kellerman's character.
Okay.
From the episode Where No Man Has Gone Before.
Right.
Which is the Gary Mitchell episode.
Right.
Which everyone feels this movie should have been or is still going to be somehow in this universe, but all screwed up.
We'll wait and see at this
I
point.
I can't remember
it's
Sally
It's not that
Kellerman.
Far out at this point, right? What is it? How far out is the movie? It's a month? 2 months?
May, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, okay, so 2 months. Month and a half, depending on when it comes out?
Yeah.
It's not that long to wait.
I'm looking at disappointment. For me, personally, I don't know. The Trek community, by and large, has been eating up the red herrings that he keeps throwing out.
Right.
But maybe they're not red herrings. That still doesn't answer who Cumberbatch is.
Of course.
Oh. All right. Ooh.
Earlier this week, Kevin Smith, I think through his Twitter feed, posted what appears to be the cover page of the script for Clerks 3, confirming that, of course, he is moving forward with that, which I don't think is anything really significant.
No, no, I swear this is my last movie.
And
the hockey thing, that wasn't my
20 life. Years ago today, we started shooting Clerks. 20 years later, with no plan or provocation, I jumped out of bed at 4:20 this morning. 4:20, did you?
Get it?
And started writing Clerks 3. It's been like hanging out with old friends, and after 2 hours of tapping the keys and giggling, I have come to the conclusion Clerks 3 will be the best film I'll ever make. Now, let me say this. I'm a Clerks fan. I liked 1. I liked 2.
Loved 2.
I assume that I'm going to like 3. I still am a Kevin Smith fan.
Sure.
But he's got to make a decision. Either you're not making films anymore and you're only going to be podcast god, or you're making Clerks 3 and then Clerks 4 5 years from now.
and you're putting your face on TV shows that shouldn't really have your face on them.
All right. Let's move forward.
I feel really bad.
John Malkovich.
About that whole
situation.
Did you
hear about this? John Malkovich?
John Malkovich to portray Blackbeard.
Blackbeard. In NBC's upcoming television series, Crossbones. They have ordered 10 episodes, of course, already. We talked about Crossbones when it first got announced.
So we know what Crossbones is, right? Crossbones is the pirate version of Last Resort, the TV series on ABC.
Oh, is that what
that
it is?
That starred... what's his name?
Who?
The black feller.
I don't know.
I can't remember his name. I feel bad. I just call him the black feller. Andre Brower.
Oh,
that
okay.
series
yeah.
that ended where we were like, well, at least I was like, so how's that going to go?
Well, apparently the series is based on the book, The Republic of Pirates, which I have not read, but...
I read that.
It's set in 1715 in the Bahamas. The series revolves around the first functioning democracy in the Americas with Edward Teach, those of you who don't know, Blackbeard, ruling over a rogue nation of thieves, outlaws, and miscreant sailors. It comes from the creator this TV series, Luther, Neil Cross, and is based on Colin Woodard's book, The Republic of Pirates.
You know, if you really want to read, I think the most excellent pirate history book I ever read. Did you ever read this one, OG? It's called The Funnel of Gold.
I don't think that I ever did read that one.
That is a great book. I think everybody should check that
out. If you
out.
Want to see a really good portrayal of Blackbeard, get the National Geographic movie that they did. And who played Blackbeard in that?
It was what's-his-name that played... it was in the guy from Braveheart.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he play... He played what's-his-name in Braveheart. Oh, what the heck. Can we put the show on hold? Maybe I am ill.
You are ill.
How can I not remember that?
Angus McFadden.
Yes.
Who played Robert the Bruce in Braveheart.
I believe it's McFadden, sir. Played Robert the Bruce.
Was Blackbeard
right.
in a 2006 television movie called Blackbeard.
That's the one you always see at the $5
bin. $5
DVD bin at Walmart.
James Purfoy.
Yes.
Played Blackbeard in the Nat Geo special, Blackbeard Terror at Sea, which was awesome, by the way.
Right.
So
I do remember.
And then what's his name from Deadwood played Blackbeard in Pirates of the Caribbean, on Stranger Tides.
Right. Uh-huh.
But anyway, now it's going to be portrayed by John Malkovich.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, we have to see what he looks like.
I don't know. John Malkovich doesn't.
He's got that weird speech thing where he says everything very slowly.
Yeah, but it's something about, I don't know, something about his look. I got to see him with the beard, maybe.
I know.
I got to, the beard and the fuses, I got to see it to meld it in my brain.
Speaking of Perfoy, are you watching The Following?
I am not watching The Following.
It's a good
program. I hear it's really good.
It's a good program, sir. I'm watching it. I like it.
Batman's mythology gets a new boost from DC later this year. In Batman Zero Year, which is going to be the storyline that takes place in Batman, written by Scott Snyder, illustrated by Greg Capullo. And it goes back and it re-explores some of, I believe it doesn't erase what happened in Year One, but it kind of further explores some of that period before Batman becomes Batman.
So really what they're doing is what everyone else did when they reset to issue one, except Batman didn't do that, but now they're going to go ahead and do it anyway.
Sort of.
Ugh.
Sort of. I don't know. You know, initially, my reaction was, oh, for the love of God. And then I was like, but it's Scott Snyder. And he hasn't struck out yet. So I have to go based on who's working on it and hope that that will pull through to be an excellent story.
We'll see.
One last thing before we take our first break.
Okay.
Disney XD has just announced the premiere dates for two new television series, animated television series.
Clone Wars.
Avengers Assemble.
That was a little joke.
And Hulk and the Agents of Smash.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
Avengers Assemble will premiere on Sunday, May 26th. And Hulk and the Agents of Smash appears sometime after a week or two later, I think. So, two new animated series. I don't know. I like the Disney XD show. I like Tron Uprising. Was fantastic.
Is that gone?
No, that's still going on.
Okay.
That's still going on. I did not like the Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon, though. And that was Disney XD, I believe, as well. That was... So, I'm hoping this is more Tron and less...
We'll see.
And with that...
OG, let's take our first break on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 280, Canceling Star Wars.
Saturday, April 13th, cash in your tax refund and come to Geek Fleet 5. Come to 663 Kearney Avenue, Kearney, New Jersey for the best spectacle on the East Coast.
Unwinnable presents
Geek Fleet 5. Our vendors are guaranteed to have something to quench your geek thirst. Comics, video games, bootleg DVDs, old toys, board games, books, posters, and more. But wait, that's not all. Geek Fleet 5 is also an artist marketplace. That's right. Come to Geek Fleet to buy wares from photographers, painters, filmmakers, comic creators, jewelry designers, clothing designers, and more. There will also be hot sauce. Buy some food from the church ladies. Geek Fleet 5. DJs will be spinning music all day. Enter one of the raffles and be the next big winner. Sponsored by 80stees.com, Loop Lounge, Garden State Roller Girls, Paradox Comics, Barcade Jersey City, Comics Explosion, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, and Tailslate. Don't forget to come to sunny Kearney, New Jersey for the best event on the East Coast. Saturday, April 13th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 663 Kearney Avenue, Kearney, New Jersey. Geek Fleet 5. All prices are insane.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 280, Star Wars Canceled?
Canceling Star Wars.
Canceling Star Wars. I got the words right. Sometimes I screw up the order.
I want to thank you, OG, for that little break that we just took.
It's all right.
Because we discovered what my ailment was, and now I'm much better.
That's good.
All I needed was a cookie.
Is that it?
That's it.
So from now on, I know that if I want you to be lethargic and less verbose, just withhold sugar.
I don't know. It's weird, though. But I feel much better now.
Excellent.
Canceling Big Kev.
There you go.
For a little bit. But I was saved.
Don't forget, if you'd like to talk about anything we talk about here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you can give us a call over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And, of course, don't forget, over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, you can check our Amazon Associates account. Thank you for all the people continuing to use that link. It does help the show. Mm-hmm. Also, we should say that upcoming, you probably just heard a promo during that little break that we had, but upcoming on April 13th, I believe, Saturday, April 13th, uh-huh. Geek Flea Market is coming back, and we will be there.
We will be in attendance.
So you should definitely come check out that show. Come say hi to us.
We have stuff.
We do have stuff. And, of course, don't forget also that you could check us out over on YouTube. YouTube channel doing well.
Uh-huh.
Doing nicely.
Nice.
And, of course, over at morelikeradio.com on Tuesday nights from 5 to 6. We are over there as well, so don't forget to check us out over there.
So who precedes us there?
That I'm not sure. You can check out the show schedule. I don't know exactly.
We don't know who is after us either?
I don't know off the top of my head.
We haven't had a good radio war in a while.
We don't need a radio war, sir.
Just saying. Should be the guy after us.
And if we're going to have a radio war, it should be a guy on a network that's with us. It should be with somebody else. We should just throw a dart at a podcast.
Pick a fight with a podcast?
And do it that way.
A podcast fight?
One other spot you can hear us. Don't forget, if you have an iPad, you can check us out on the Compulsion Magazine.
Yes.
Issue 2 will be out soon, and we are part of that as well.
Awesome.
And there is a link to that, as well as More Like Radio, over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. And with all of that being said...
OG, I want to thank you for this episode. And
No.
Oh.
There's still stuff to do in theory. Is.
Oh. I feel like we've done a marathon.
Well, we have done a marathon.
Just waiting for me to be ready.
That's it. No, come on. All right, let's move forward.
Yes, sir.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
Light week this week.
Yeah.
I'm canceling a couple of books, so that makes my week lighter.
What?
Yeah, I'm done with Birds of Prey, and I'm done with Catwoman.
Well, I can't say as I blame you. I really wanted to do the whole Batman family.
Yeah, I just...
And
I was holding on to Birds of Prey, not only because it was sort of Batman-related, obviously.
It's got a rich history, too.
But it's rich history, and Black Canary is in it,
right.
So it kind of falls.
Sure.
But it just stinks.
Yeah.
It's not, I shouldn't even say it stinks, because not even Catwoman stinks, but it's just not worth my $3 is the problem. But let's talk about some stuff that did come out this week that we think might be worth our money.
Sure.
Star Wars Issue 3, as you mentioned earlier in the episode, is out this week.
That's a good one.
One you might be interested in, although I don't know if you're trader waitering this or not. Hollywood Horror, Rocketeer, Hollywood Horror?
Oh, absolutely not.
Sir. Issue 2 is out this
absolutely
week.
Every issue of the Rocketeer.
From Marvel this week, Uncanny X-Men number 3 is something that I'm reading. I don't know if you have any Marvel books this week.
So, is this the... No, what did I see? Did I see Wolverine and the X-Men?
Wolverine number 1 is out this week, Marvel Now, I believe.
Is that what it was?
I think it's just
something
Wolverine.
Wolverine's brother.
I don't know.
Dog.
The bounty hunter.
It kind of looks like him.
Is he a racist guy from Hawaii that goes after
just
hooligans?
I'm so done. It's kind of a weird, sad feeling, but I'm really so over Marvel mutant books.
I like Uncanny X-Men. It's been really good.
They were my bread and butter for so many years, and I just can't. I can't do it.
Uncanny number 3 out this week.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that.
I like Cap.
Sure. Daredevil. I know you like
Daredevil. That's it. And then books. Yeah. And then I'm gonna Trader Waiter Nova, and I'm looking forward to Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's it.
Also out this week for Marvel, and I don't even want to mention this, but I'm gonna.
Okay.
Age of Ultron number 2. Now, I read Age of Ultron number 1 last week.
Uh-huh. I thumbed through it. Then why'd you buy number 2?
I didn't buy number 2. I'm just saying that it's out.
Okay.
I'm not saying I bought number 1 either.
Gotcha.
Saying I read it.
Gotcha.
The problem is that it was written like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, but they're finally just getting around to releasing it. And so, issue 1... I want to bring this up because I want to discuss the discussions surrounding issue 1.
Okay.
A lot of people are like, oh, it was really good. First of all, it was not really good. A lot of people are also saying, well, we don't know when it takes place. No, issue 1, first panel, first bubble says New York City today. That's pretty fucking clear to me when it takes place.
Right.
Within the confines of the issue is Spider-Man. Talks a lot like Peter Parker. Not like Doc Ock.
Whoops.
I'm guessing, 4 years ago when it was written, or 3 years ago, or 2 years ago. Feel free to correct me on that minutia.
425-920-6050. That's the minutia line.
Right. Peter Parker was not going to be Yoda yet at that point in time. No one had thought about Dan Slott killing off Peter Parker and having his body taken over by Doc Ock, so that a book that takes place today, there's obviously some confusion there, of course, unless it's an alternate timeline thing, which we don't know yet because it hasn't been addressed. Issue one was okay. It was not great. I likely will read issue two just because it gives me something to talk about. But it's already aggravating to me. Let's move away from Marvel.
Okay.
Let's go to DC.
Yeah. Good stuff in DC.
Batman and Robin number 18 out this week.
Right.
Peter Tomasi and, oh my God, I'm blanking on the other creative name on the book. Anyway, this is the silent issue.
Right.
Of course, dealing with the consequences
Requiem,
dealing with the consequences of young Damian Wayne's.
Oh!
What?
Spoil it.
Oh, it's not a spoiler at this point in time. Not if you don't live under a rock. And for those of our listeners who may or may not live under a rock, how the fuck are you listening to this episode?
There you go.
So there you go. So that's out this week. Two covers.
Mm-hmm.
Two covers. Mm-hmm. One is a regular kind of cover, and one is part of this thematic scheme that they're doing over the next couple of months with, I think, Batman and Robin and maybe some other books where it's got a character and then like a little Robin bird. Have you seen some of these covers?
Batman,
yeah. Yeah. So this one is Damien's boots with a Robin perched on the boot. Hopefully you're seeing this now.
Right.
If you're listening to us on YouTube, QuickTime, iPad, iPhone, iPod.
Yep, where you can see some of the images or images related to things that we're talking about right on the show. It's a technology that we enjoy.
And then, of course, also out this week, a book that we both like, Batman issue 18.
Right.
Which
Whore.
Harper Row is in this one. The whore? Are you calling Harper Row a whore?
No, the core, sir. Oh, Batman.
The whore.
The core.
I'm like, it's
book.
Very harsh. It's a little girl.
The core book.
She
in
could
the
be
Batman.
The next Robin.
Yes, she could be.
She's not going to be the next Robin. I don't think she's going to be the next Robin. But anyway, Batman 18 out this week. Of course, Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo working on that book. And also out this week, I think the second of that Marvel Digital. Guardians of the Galaxy. I forgot to mention that. The first one was okay. I didn't mind the story. I don't like the format, though. The infinite format. It's not like a regular just digital book. It's like interactive and you push it and panels pop up and shit.
Really?
That was kind of obnoxious. Oh. They are free, though, so I think you could get them if you just download the Marvel app on your iPad.
Oh, if I had an iPad.
I thought you had an iPad.
I don't have an iPad.
Oh, I thought you had an iPad.
No, sir. It was stolen.
Oh, I didn't think. I thought the iPad was was intact.
Stolen
studio. You could probably download the Marvel app in the App Store and use it on your machine. You have a Mac at home, I know.
I do have one of those.
So there you go. Check it out.
It doesn't really work the same way, sir.
Okay. I'm just saying. Well, obviously the touchscreen aspect of it would not work. I'm guessing it's probably a mouse click.
Let me explain to you, OG.
Or perhaps a space bar.
OG, let me explain to you. This is a geek problem. Let me explain to you the difference between the iOS apps and the apps for your Mac. Those are two separate.
I know that they're different. But I know that there are certain things that are in both formats. And I believe that the regular Marvel comic app is not exclusive to the iPad.
Well, we'll find out.
I don't think that it is. I'm assuming that this book is part of that app. Would be
that
available.
That would be. That would mean me taking the great leap towards digital comics.
It might be. You like Guardians of the Galaxy? You like Oming? Maybe it's worth your time.
I don't know.
That's all I'm saying.
I
Drax the Destroyer was pretty good.
I don't disagree.
It was all right. Let's move away from that.
Sure.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Two DVDs this week. In our product segment.
Ooh.
There was actually a couple, but two is really there's two big ones, I'm saying.
All right.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit, out on Blu-ray this week.
The 20th anniversary?
Yep. And I hear that the transfer is fantastic.
That's what
it
I heard, too.
Great. And another thing that I hear the transfer is fantastic, out this week on DVD, that this would qualify for me, both of these would qualify for me for upgrade, Willow, out on Blu-ray.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
Ooh.
That's what I'm saying. See?
Ooh.
Both of those for me qualify. Animated films normally qualify, and sci-fi fantasy special effects-y films normally qualify. So, some of them. So,
like you're not getting Twister.
No.
Just saying.
I don't give two. Finger of God. I don't really give two shit about Twister. All right. Product this week is a little bit light.
Yeah, we only have one real piece to talk about. Now we had another one. I think we teased it last week, but we're gonna delay.
We're going to delay it one more week because there may be some breaking news involving the piece, and I want to make sure that we get it right rather than having to revisit it. But we're going to talk about this week. I feel a decline in the air, and this piece is part of it. This is DC Collectibles, Batman Black and White. By who, OG?
Sean Cheeks Galloway.
Cheeks Galloway. Now, I've heard of this cat.
I've heard of him, too. He's worked on a bunch of various books, Marvel and DC. I think he did also... I think he did the primary character designs and illustration for the Spectacular Spider-Man animated series.
Okay.
Though I could be wrong on that, but I think that's what it was. I should say that I like the design on this piece. It kind of reminds me of Rescue Heroes. Batman.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Right? With like the chunky boots.
Yeah.
And like the kind of the big hands. He's kind of, that's what it feels like, a Rescue Hero.
It's like Jim Krueger's Footman.
Yeah. Wow. Jim Krueger and Footman. Two names I have not heard in a long time. What is Jim Krueger doing?
Footman? Is it Footman?
It was Footman.
I wrote a piece in the third volume of that book. Was it Footman?
I think it was Footman.
Called Footman.
But what happened to Jim Krueger?
Foot Soldiers.
No, was it Foot Soldiers?
No, it's Foot Soldiers.
Really?
Yeah.
Jim I didn't think it was Foot Soldiers because I thought that was too close to the TMNT thing.
No, it's Foot Soldiers.
Okay.
It's Jim Krueger. If you haven't read Foot Soldiers by Jim Krueger, it should be available in many good comic stores.
I'm sure.
Two or three volumes. I think they may even collect it into one volume now. I'm not sure. A fantastic book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jim Krueger, friend of this program. Terrific writer. What's he doing now? I know he's writing. I know he's like in LA, I think.
Yeah.
And
I haven't seen Jim Krueger since I think the last time we went to lunch with Jim Krueger.
I was going to say, he moved to LA.
Yeah.
So it's been a while. I've seen him since then. I think the last time I was in San Diego, I saw him.
Oh, okay.
And I saw him. I think I saw him at New York Comic Con also, but I don't remember.
Let's get back on track.
Sorry. So yeah, it does. Yeah, it kind of looks like that exaggerated. Sort of large extremities, you know, big hands, big feet, small head, small body, small limbs.
So that being said, I don't mind the design.
Uh-huh.
I just think that there are other artists that still make. Yeah,
so this is the
still
thing.
Might,
yeah,
deserve a spot first,
right?
But I'm conflicted about that because I do want to support the smaller artists, and I think that they have a right to have their work highlighted.
Absolutely.
And if you've got a good design like Cheeks' design here. Absolutely, it should be made. But in the back of my mind, and again, I could be mistaken, and maybe I don't remember because there's been so many of these goddamn statues, but I don't think Greg Capullo has one yet.
I don't know. Did you look it up? I don't know if there's a Greg Capullo. But, you know, if you're going through the roster of, characters that should have been, or artists that should have been represented in this line, you haven't hit all the artists that have done Batman books. You know, even if you just stuck with Batman, you haven't done all the artists that have had a significant Batman.
Yeah, no Greg Capullo yet.
That have had a significant run on Batman or something like that. But then there are other little things that I think wouldn't have bothered me. Like if they did what's his name? The guy that created the Joker that just passed away recently.
Oh,
Jerry.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name now. But he if they had done a Joker based on Jerry Robinson, wasn't it? I think it's Jerry Robinson. If they had done a Joker based on Jerry Robinson's designs, for example, that would have been terrific. If they had done, although I understand the criticism of, and it's come from me, that if you're going to do a Batman Black and White line, then the character should be Batman. And they should be black and white, and they should be concentrating on the great artists that have done.
Have they done a Mazzucchelli yet?
Yes, I think so.
Okay,
I think they did. Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm sure that if they're not significant Batman artists, what about having other artists tackle it who maybe have never done Batman as a book? You know, I'm trying to think of it.
Well, that's where this falls in, though.
Well, they did like Sam Keith, and they did, they've done some good ones.
I think that falls in there, yes, but this guy, with all due respect to Cheeks Galloway, he's not Sam Keith.
No, no.
He's not, you know, he's not one of these names that you...
I get it. To me, it's just an odd choice. Again, and I like the statue. I want the guy to get his due, but yeah. I just find it an odd choice when there are some other people that I think might be more deserving of right. getting the spotlight first.
Yeah, totally.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, that said, the piece runs, what do they run, about $70 now?
$80 now, $79.99.
Great base. Again, he's going to fit right at home with the rest of your Batman Black and White collection. If you have a person that's a fan of Batman or Black and White or this sort of pseudo-anime style that Cheeks Galloway is doing here, this would make a terrific gift, a terrific... something you can point out to them and share with them. Hey, I heard this on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Oh, have we talked about sharing with people who don't listen to the show? Well, we will in a few weeks. And when we do, it will be all on you, folks. All on you. So, that said, Batman Black and White, designs by Cheeks Galloway. And, so check that out at your finer retailers. I think it's dccollectibles.com, or you can Google it to get the exact website.
I do have one other thing.
Oh, you do?
That I wanted to bring up.
Okay.
I was speaking to one of our creator friends over the last couple of days.
Okay.
Mr. Eric Scarecrow.
Oh.
And he has a new piece that I think just came out in the last day or two. This is the, I think we talked about these in the past. It's a smaller scale piece for him, and it's the mini Supa, it's like the arcade. It looks like an arcade screen with the joystick. It's
uh-huh.
a customizable
figure. Oh, okay.
Figure.
Okay.
He has one that just came out this past week. It's a clear blue. These are like $20 a piece, which is
wow.
a great price for anything Eric Scarecrow. No, they're not that small. they're a good size. They're 4 inches.
Oh.
They're like, you know, yeah. They're a little
size.
Bit bigger than a yeah, exactly.
So now that Star Wars is going away,
yeah.
you can pick up and start collecting these.
Things like this. But yeah, so check out Eric Scarecrow. This is a really cool piece if you're a gamer and you want just kind of like a game
sure.
console piece. If you're a customizer, it's really good too. And in general, you should check out Eric Scarecrow's work.
Absolutely.
If you don't, you should be ashamed of yourself. And
sure.
if you're a fan of Uncharted, he did those great Drake pieces from the Uncharted series with
are we unveiling that segment yet, or is that still upcoming?
Well, it's kind of just part of this segment for right now.
Okay, gotcha.
But I wanted to include something from
right.
that world
sure.
in this segment.
Sure.
And I did tell Eric. Eric was telling me about the piece earlier this week,
uh-huh.
and I said, you know what, I should let our fans know, because I know a lot of our fans are gamers and might be interested in something like this. So definitely check out the Clear Blueberry Mini Supa over at esctoy.com. Again, $20 is a good price for,
nice.
For a resin piece. So check that out. And I think that's it.
Okay, OG. So let's take our final break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 280, Canceling Star Wars.
This is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 280, Canceling Star Wars.
Oh, gee, I don't know if you noticed, but there's a Spock on the floor.
That's where he belongs.
In the studio.
That's where he belongs. That's old Spock.
Is that...
That's legacy Spock.
Is that one of the fine products that might be available at Geek Flea?
That might be available at Geek
Flea.
Wow,
folks. 12-inch old school Spock.
Old, not old school, just old.
Old Spock.
Yeah, that's the one from
the
new Trek movie
yeah.
where he comes back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, old Zachary Quinto. Old Leonard Nimoy.
Old Leonard Nimoy. OG, before we go any further...
Superpower Collectibles!
Yeah, that's where I was kind of going with
oh,
that.
Good. Superpowercollectibles.com for all of your geeky goodness. You can get some awesome toys, action figures, statues, comic books, all sorts of good items over at superpowercollectibles.com.
A plethora.
A plethora, I would say.
I would agree.
Do you even know what a plethora is?
It is. Big Kev. A plethora is sort of a cornucopia.
Kind
of,
but
cornucopia is slightly more of a variety than a plethora.
Of course, there is a coupon code.
Yes.
If you shop over at Superpower Collectibles.
That coupon code is Big Kev.
That's
and
right.
That coupon code, if you use it, will give you so many things. First of all, on any order of $50 or more, you will get $10.
That's right.
On any order of $99 with the coupon code, you will get free shipping.
That's right.
And any order over $1,000 or more,
yeah,
you will get free shipping and $10 off.
And a smile.
And have a Coke in his mouth. Shouldn't he put some small thing in there at that point? Like, shouldn't he?
Maybe he does. I've never ordered 1,000 from him.
well, look, all I'm saying is that if he would like to get some Twilight Zone mouse pads.
You throw them in there?
Or the catalog.
Don't forget to check out superpowercollectibles.com.
Yes. OG, what did we talk about on this exciting yet scary episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
A bunch of Star Wars stuff getting canceled.
Yeah.
The Hasbro, the last couple Hasbro lines.
So let's go through it. It's Clone Wars, the animated
right.
series. Star Wars Detours, the...
right.
What's his name? Little Seth Green
yep.
series. The last line of Star Wars figures from the Clone Wars TV show, canceled in the U.S., available in Canada and Europe.
Right.
The movie Heroes line on the Darth Maul card, canceled. The movie Heroes line on the Darth Maul, on the Yoda card, canceled in the U.S., available in Europe and Canada.
Right. And then not canceled.
Not canceled.
Star Wars, the ongoing comic series from Dark Horse.
Correct.
At least we know we're going to get 20 issues.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look into that. That's got to be a bi-monthly thing for the summer.
We'll see. But all I know is that he says his contract was renewed for at least through issue 20.
That's interesting.
Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo, Batman the Year Zero. It's an 11-issue story arc starting later this year in the Batman book.
I don't
we'll
agree.
Be interested to see where that goes.
Don't agree.
John Malkovich will be playing Blackbeard in NBC's Crossbones. Kevin Smith started writing Clerks 3,
his last
but not really movie.
It's this year's last movie by Kevin Smith.
Sherlock Series 3 begins filming in a week and a half, and Series 4 has been confirmed by Benedict Cumberbatch himself. Peter Weller is going to be playing Admiral Marcus in Star Trek Into Darkness, coming out soon. And Disney XD has just announced Avengers Assemble and Hulk and the Agents of Smash.
Did we talk about what Hulk and the Agents
of
Smash?
We don't actually know what it
is.
I don't think I actually know what it is. So.
You remember that awful Hulk TV show?
Which
one? The cartoon, the last one?
I don't.
Oh, no. Actually, that's not the one I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the Venom one. Or with Venom and the symbiotes.
No. Oh, God.
And they were all different colored ones. Oh, God.
In comic books this week.
Yeah.
Batman and Robin, number 18.
Yep.
Batman, number 18.
Also good.
Star Wars, number 3. Rocketeer, Hollywood Horror, number 2.
Woohoo!
Age of Ultron, number 2. Uncanny X-Men, number 3. If you want to check those out.
Yep.
And then in product this week, Willow and Who Framed Roger Rabbit, both out on the Blu-ray this week.
Right, and those
might
are...
check
they're,
those out.
Yeah, they're definitely worth checking out, both of those.
Oh, absolutely.
I still think it's probably one of... it was Val Kilmer's best role until Tombstone.
Yes.
And then after Tombstone, it was... formerly known as Val Kilmer's best role.
Right.
Mad Mardigan and Willow.
And then in product, we talked about Eric Scarecrow's Clear Blueberry Mini Supa. Check out escetoy.com for that. We also talked about the newest Batman Black and White statue from DC Collectibles. This is by Sean Cheeks Galloway.
Cheeks!
Definitely a nice-looking piece. Maybe an interesting choice for the artist that it's based on.
Right.
But check it out. Definitely, if you're collecting this line, you're going to want this because
totally.
It will fit in nicely. And I think, Big Kev, that's it.
And OG, with that, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close as we end all episodes of Big Kev's Geek Stuff by saying good night, Captain Rex, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.